How do I look?
You got your hat on backwards.
It's supposed to be. It tells people I'm an umpire. Now I better go see for myself. Not bad. What do you think, Wilma?
Say cheese.
Cheese.
My favorite, Yabba Dabba Dooberry.
Thank you, Snipper.
It's all right.
All right, Dino. Daddy's home. The city's no place to raise a dinosaur.
Dino's not gonna jump on me tonight. Dino! Daddy's home! No, Dino! No, no!
That you, Fred? Why don't you lie down, dear, and relax till dinner's ready?
I'm lying down, but who can relax? Come on, put me down, boy, down!
Oh, Fred, get up.
Well, why can't he be like other dogs and bring things to me instead of vice versa?
He's still a puppy. Besides, you started it when you taught him to fetch the evening paper.
Which reminds me, where is the paper?
Where the newsboy usually puts it, I suppose.
Up on the roof again?
No, I told him last week you were tired of climbing up there for the paper. So this week he's being more careful. I think you'll find it in the cactus hedges somewhere. Don't go away, dear. Dinner's almost ready.
I'm just gonna look for the paper.
Here's your paper, Mr. Flintstone.
Put it right here. Arnold!
Can't stop, Mr. Flintstone. I'll be late for baseball practice.
Baseball practice?
Sure, I'm the pitcher. Be seeing ya.
Pee-wee League playoff Saturday. Bedrock versus Gritsburg.
Hail? In July? It's that goony bird laying eggs on my TV antenna.
Official Pee-wee League ball, Ford Brick President.
Nice catch, Fred. You want to clean up your yard a little? We're running out of balls over here.
All right, Rubble, what is this?
That's a baseball, Fred. All these little round things lying on the ground are baseballs, too.
I know that, but how about them hitting my roof?
Yeah, how about that? Isn't it great?
Great?
Sure. Every ball that hits your roof is a home run.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about this one that conked me?
Sorry, Fred, but we can't count that. Your skull is foul territory.
What are you talking about? Who is we?
We is the Giants. Hey, come on over and meet them.
Giants? Where? I don't see any Giants.
You're standing in them.
Hiya, Mr. Flintstone.
Oh, no.
We call him Stretch because he's so tall. Okay, you guys, out in the field and shag flies. Hey, except you, Slugger. Put your batting cap on and knock out a few flies for the men.
Gotcha, Coach.
And give it everything you got.
Will do, Coach.
Hey, aren't you little Eugene Slate, my boss's kid?
My professional name in baseball circles This slugger.
You want I should pitch batting practice, Coach?
No, Stretch. Save the old soup bone for the big game. We'll use the pitching machine. Okay, baby. Let's chuck him in.
You want me to lob him or you want mustard on him?
Mix him up.
Okay, Coach.
Pretty neat.
In the Pee Wee League, we spare no expense to bring the lads the most modern and up-to-date sporting equipment.
Hey, the kids are good.
Well, I just try to give them all the benefits of my vast experience and know-how.
It's all mine! I get it!
Nice catch, Melvin!
I never knew you played baseball, Barney.
Oh, I never did.
Well, if you never played, where'd you get all the know-how?
From watching baseball commercials. Where else?
Okay, men, come on in and we'll choose up sides.
You want to get in the game, Fred? You could use a little exercise around your infield there.
Oh, that wouldn't be fair. I mean, a big guy like me on one side.
We're building good sportsmanship here, Fred. The side that gets you, we'll just have to learn to be good losers. Okay, men, choose your teams.
For my last choice, I'll take Clarence.
Yippee! I made it! Sorry, Mr. Flintstone. I would have chose you if it had been for football or tug of war or even King of the Mountain. You'd have made a good mountain.
Thanks, Arnold. But I don't know much about baseball anyway.
Well, in that case, how about you be an umpire?
Umpire?
Sure, you got the eye for it, and the mouth, too. Look how good you ball me up when I miss your front porch with my curve and your paper lands on the roof.
Umpire?
Thanks, Arnold, but Mr. Flintstone doesn't know much about baseball anyway.
Who says I don't? Play ball!
Look at that clock. Almost 7 p.m. If Fred doesn't come home soon, dinner will be ruined.
I'm used to it. Since Barney got involved with the league, he's never home before dinner is ruined.
I can't understand where Fred went. And I fixed his favorite Yabba Dabba Dewberry pie for dessert.
What are you going to do?
Call Fred home the supersonic way, with a whistle only his nose can hear.
Strike one!
Strike! Why, that was a mile over my head!
I say it's a strike, and I'm the umpire.
I say it was a ball, and I'm Eugene Slate, your boss's little boy.
Well, I call him as I see him. But I'll see what I can do on the next one. Ball one!
You called that before the ball even got here.
So? Why wait till the last minute? I'll play ball or I'll throw you out of the game.
Well?
Yeah, well?
Two.
Two what?
Too dark to tell. This game is called Because of Yabba Dabba Dewberry Pie.
Stop begging, Dino. If Daddy's not home in 5 minutes, you'll get his hash.
Wilma! I'm back!
Dan, a friendly slab of sound of Pacifax.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Dino.
Boy, that exercise sure gives you an appetite.
Exercise? You mean you've been out playing polo with your millionaire friends again?
No, I've been out playing with a bunch of giants.
Ask a silly question, get a silly answer.
Gee, wait till I tell Fred that a real big league scout was scouting him.
Let's not say anything about it, Rubble. I like to observe new prospects in their own home. Feel them out carefully. See if they got the stuff to be umpires.
You don't want me to tell them you're a scout?
We'll keep it hush-hush until the time is ripe.
I'll get it, Wilma.
Hiya, Freddy boy.
Hiya, Barney. Come in.
Long time no see.
Yeah, almost 15 minutes.
Get that snappy comeback. No hesitation there.
I noticed you brought someone with you.
Good eyes. Quick grasp of the situation.
I'm Fred Flintstone.
Self-confidence and poise oozing out of every pore.
What are you, Rubble, a kook?
a keen judge of human nature.
I'll ask you one more time.
He's patient.
What's going on?
You couldn't ask for better projection right from the diaphragm.
Nice pear shape, all right.
Out!
Beautiful, Fred, beautiful. What do you think, Scout?
I got goose pimples, Rubble. He's got the stuff to be a star.
Flintstone, my name is J. Walter Amalgam.
What would you say, Fred, if I told you you were shaking the hand of our country's greatest scout?
I'd say you were nutty. He don't even know the scout handshake. But Amalgam says we gotta bring me along slow.
Maybe start right here in Bedrock this Saturday at the Pee Wee League playoffs.
Hey, that's great. With you calling a game, Bedrock would be sure to beat Gritsburg.
Hold it, Rubble. I call him as I see him.
There's not much difference between an umpire and a husband. They make quick decisions, never change their minds, and you can never be sure if they're safe when they're out.
I don't think Fred will go through with it. After all, he's got a good job down at the rock quarry, and Mr. Slate would never give him time off to play with the children.
Yeah, sure. I'll talk to him right away. Flintstone!
Whoa, whoa!
Flintstone!
Yes, sir, Mr. Slate, sir.
Is all the falderall and fiddledy-dee about you umpiring the Pee Wee League game Saturday true?
Yes, sir. All that falderall and fiddledy-dee is true, Mr. Slate.
Good, good. Take the day off. Rest those precious eyes. We want to make sure you see them as you call them Saturday.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Just a minute. Coming. Fred, is that you under there?
And who were you expecting?
What are you doing home so early? Were you fired?
Not only was I not fired, Mr. Slate just gave me a bonus and Saturday off.
To keep you from becoming an umpire?
To help me to become an umpire.
Where's the bonus?
I spent it on the tools of my new trade.
What's that supposed to be?
A chest protector. Give me a hand, Wilma.
Sure, Fred. I don't dig that crazy turtle girdle.
Give me my cap.
The new no-cal cap for umpires with fat heads.
Oh, you are droll. And how do I look?
You got your hat on backwards.
It's supposed to be. It tells people I'm an umpire. Oh, I better go see for myself. Not bad. What do you think, Wilma?
Say cheese.
Cheese.
Fred, dinner's ready. Sweeping off the plate. Fred, for goodness sake.
Well, I gotta get some practice, don't I?
But honestly, aren't you overdoing it?
Oh, this is a great book, Wilma. Very inspiring. The power of positive umpiring. Listen to this. If you can keep your head while those about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you.
It's only a game, Fred.
If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you and little children whistle and boo.
The Pee Wee League is for children.
If you can smile while all your friends desert you.
Pee Wee League baseball is not for grown-ups.
Remember, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you.
And it's supposed to be fun.
If you can be continued on the next page. If you can be calm when the crowd calls you dumb, then and only then, you'll be an umpire, you bum.
Fred, why don't you forget it?
Oh, yeah, the kids need some sort of adult supervision or they won't take it seriously.
I'll bet there isn't a father in town taking it seriously.
Arnold, I had a long talk with your teacher today, and she tells me you've been neglecting your studies. Now, all you've been doing is talking baseball, baseball, baseball. Son, I'm proud of you. That's the way to win.
Hey, Pa, do I really have to practice for another hour?
Of course you have to practice for another hour. So put that fiddle down and go back out in the yard and start pitching to your mother again. Your slider needs a lot of work. Dust her off once in a while to keep her honest.
Honest, Pop. I tried and tried, but I just can't learn to make the pivot on the double play.
What can I tell them down at the office? I've got a son who's all washed up at 7?
Eugene, the important thing in life is to be a good sport.
Yes, sir.
It isn't just winning that counts. It's how you win. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And I want you to know that even if the impossible happens and you lose Saturday, I'll still be your father.
Yes, sir.
And as your father, I'd naturally whip the living daylights out of you!
Flintstone, you're a stupid ape, a bum, and a big fat robber.
I still say you're out.
Beautiful. You got great control. But don't look too pleasant. Nobody hates a pleasant umpire. Snarl a little bit more. You gotta be mean.
Snarl.
Great, great. How are your knives?
Steady as a rock.
Oh, well, you'll feel better after you toss out your first baseball player.
Now, I hope I do good today. I got a lot of friends in the stands.
Friends? Don't be ridiculous. An umpire never has any friends. It'd look suspicious.
But my best friend, Barney Rubble, is coaching the Bedrock Giants.
Excellent. Show him you're not prejudiced. Throw him out, right off the bat.
Hi out there, you Pee Wee League fans.
This is your old country cousin, Red Blabbermouth, bringing you the first game of the season between our own beloved Bedrock Giants. And their arch rivals, the Gritsburg Pirates. Both teams are coming out on the field, and here comes our umpire for today's game, Fast Freddy Flintstone.
Look, Mr. Slate, there's Fred.
That's my man.
Yay, umpire!
How do you like that? And I can't even get him to sweep out the garage.
And there's Barney. Look, he's offering Fred his hand in friendship.
That wasn't nice.
Fred doesn't want to tip off the Pirates that the game is in the bag.
What makes you think so, Mr. Slate?
I'm Fred's boss, and he knows what this game means to me. I mean, the kids.
First man up for the Pirates is little Sonny Tungsten. Sonny is leading the league in stealing bases and losing teeth. They're at the plate. Stretch Arnold is winding up. There's the pitch.
Strike one.
Your husband has keen eyesight, Mrs. Flintstone.
Ball one.
But he's blind as a bat.
Looks like it'll be a long, long game, Wilma.
It's been a long, tough ball game. The score is Bedrock 17 and Gritsburg 16. The batter's up. Here comes the pitch. Umpire Flintstone is holding up three fingers on his right hand and three fingers on his left. Now he's changing to four and two. No, he's changing that. Now he's holding up six fingers again. On one hand? Wait a minute. Here comes Coach Rubble of the Giants out on the field. Looks like a rhubarb.
One more crack like that, Rubble, and out you go.
But I didn't say a word yet.
No, but I know what you're thinking.
Well, what was it, a ball or a strike? A ball? Well, the least you could do is answer me.
I shook my head, didn't I?
Oh, I wondered what that rattling noise was.
And now Stretch Arnold is on the mound getting set. He winds up. Here comes the pitch. It's a change of pace, a slow ball. What a pitcher that Arnold is. What control. Dizzy Norman is at bat. He swings and misses. The ball didn't even reach the plate yet.
Oh, darn it!
Yay! Wow, he didn't intend to hit it, but it's out of the ballpark. The score is even. Oh, wait a minute. Another rhubarb. Both coaches are arguing with umpire Flintstone.
But he swung twice. That gives him four strikes, so he's out.
You're right.
He hit the ball before it reached the catcher, so it was a home run.
You're right, too.
How can we both be right?
Yeah, what about that?
Because I'm the umpire, and what I say goes. It says so in the book.
This is the last inning, and there's pinch hitter Sandy Sandpit with a possible tie-breaking run at the plate. Sandy bats in the neighborhood of 400. That is, he's broken 400 windows in his neighborhood. Arnold on the mound. Here's the pitch. Sandy swings, and it's a beautiful line drive, and it's going. Slugger Slate is after it as Sandy rounds second. Stretch Arnold is in there, ready to cover. And Sandy rounds third as Slugger Slate whips the ball to Clarence, who relays it to Stretch Arnold, now covering the plate. Sandy Sandpit heading for home. Sandy hits the dirt. It's a long slide for the plate.
Brad, watch out!
Wee-you-wee. That was a close one. Everyone is waiting for umpire Flintstone's decision.
Oh, I hope Brad isn't hurt.
It all depends on how he calls it.
Well, yeah, well.
Fred? Hey, it's okay, Rebel. I guess I was out.
Well, never mind you. All you need is a little rest and quiet. What was the runner? Safe or out?
He was safe?
Just lie still till the swelling goes down, Fred.
Boy, was he wrong.
Who was wrong?
The guy that said sticks and stones could break my bones. He didn't say anything about those pop bottles. Oh, my aching head. Wonder what my boss thinks after I called Eugene out on strikes 5 times.
Actually, the fathers are evenly divided. Half of them say you're a blind bandit who should be run out of town. And then there's this sympathetic group who think that tar and feathers is enough.
Wilma, how's Fred?
It won't be long before he's back to his old stubborn self.
Oh, hi, Fred. No chance at all of you reversing your decision?
No.
See, Betty? I told you it wouldn't be long.
Yeah. Well, Fred, you knew all those nasty things Barney said to you at the end of the game?
I certainly do.
Well, he told me to tell you he reiterates them.
Good. Tell him I accept his apology.
What's that?
It's a rock with a note attached. Reverse your decision or yours truly anonymous.
It couldn't be Barney. He couldn't even spell anonymous.
Well, nobody's nobody's pushing me around. My decision stands.
How far you figure on carrying that attitude, Fred?
Why?
You better start carrying it fast. Here comes a great big mob up the front walk.
I still say he was safe.
But, Mr. Flintstone, us Giants came to appeal to you.
I'm sorry, Arnold. It won't do you any good. I reached an optical conclusion, and I am not changing it.
We don't want you to.
You don't?
You were right. We did lose fair and square. And we come to apologize for what poor sports our fathers are and throwing all those pop bottles and stuff like that there.
Gosh, if you don't stand up to them, they'll think they can get anything in life by bullying people. That's no way to bring up a father.
Well, gee whiz, man. That's nice of you to stand behind me.
We're proud knowing a man like you, Mr. Flintstone. Nobody can push you around.
I'm proud of you fellas, too. But I don't think winning a game is more important than having fun.
Well, that's why we chose you. You might be mean and grumbly, but you're honest. We'd like you to do something for us.
And the Bedrock Giants have kindly donated all this nice athletic equipment and a specially built baseball diamond to you underprivileged fathers so you can get some good healthy exercise and learn fair play.
You mean our sons are giving up the grand old game?
Oh, no, Mr. Slate. They got themselves a secret sandlot where they're going to play by themselves without any adults sticking their noses in.
But who's going to teach them?
First thing the little guys need is the fundamentals.
Barney, the first thing the little guys need is the fun.
Yeah! Freddy Flintstone, you're all heart and a yard wide.